1390 KJAM Madison.
It's time for Coach's Corner on Dakota's Best AM 1390 KJAM and AmazingMadison.com. Here are your hosts, Paul and JJ.
Good evening once again, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the KJAM studios in downtown Madison. It is 6 o'clock right on the dot. It is your Wednesday night, which means it is time for another Coach's Corner on Dakota's Best AM 1390, and also available online through the Coach's Corner page at AmazingMadison.com. I am your host, Paul Vold, Sports Director here at KJAM as well. Got another wonderful show in store for tonight. We're going to be talking about high school playoff football, all the matchups from last week and all the scores from there, and also previewing a look at the 11A quarterfinals, which gets started tomorrow night as well. Got a couple games on the radio for you. We'll talk about that coming up here in just a little while. Coming up at about 6:30, we'll have Dakota State University head football coach Josh Anderson, and also a couple of players that include Jacob Giles, quarterback, and also defensive lineman Kurt Bakey will be joining the show once again this week. And also, we're going to be speaking with Madison and the Bulldogs football assistant coach Joe Bundy coming up here in just a couple months. But we're going to talk about the high school football playoffs here getting started here, some of the scores from last week, and also setting you up for tomorrow night. Actually, keep thinking that it's days away. It's tomorrow night, and I don't really want to think about tomorrow. It's been a heck of a Wednesday already. All sorts of shenanigans and chicanery going on here in the KJAM studios today. It's been as pure of a Wednesday as it has been in every sense of the word. It's only going to get better with that cool weather going to be rolling in here this tomorrow and also into the weekend as well. Talking about some scores here on your high school football playoffs here from last week. Taking a look here at in Class 9A to start things off, we had Potter County falling to Warner by the score of 55-0. Also, Brenton Hecla taking one over to Clark Willow Lake with a score of 34-12 in that one. The Howard Tigers, a local team, getting a win over another local team. Howard defeated Chester Area by the score of 42-15 as well. Canister to Freeman defeated DeSmet by the score of 36-22. Corsica Stickney defeated Hyrid and also Selby Area 56-6. Alcester Hudson lost to Avon 56-6 as well, with Lyman taking one to Phillip by the score of 30-14. And also Timberlake defeated New Underwood by the score of 27-8 as well. We'll talk about some other scores here from 9AA last week. Woolsey Wessington defeated looks like a North Border by the score of 52-14. Miller Highmore Herald defeated Webster 44-20. And also Garrettson defeated Hamlin by the score of looks like 34-6 in that one. Arlington Lake Preston defeated Baltic 18-0. Bonhomme defeated looks like Duel by the score of 50-0. Irene Wakanda defeated Parkston 35-12, and also Gregory defeated Elkton Lake Benton 60-22, and Kimball White Lake also defeated Rapid City Christian by the score of 54-0. Also in the 9A and the 9B playoffs, we'll talk about some more of those matchups coming up in our next segment when we welcome in our first coach of the evening, Joe Bundy from the Madison Bulldogs football team. But taking a look here at the 9B playoffs last week, Coleman Egan, which we had that game over in our sister station on Jammin' Country 103. Coleman Egan defeated Northwestern 52-6 in a penalty marred game for the Coleman Egan Hawks, and certainly was not their best performance of the season, but still put up 52 points against Northwestern. Castlewood defeated Waverly South Shore 48-3. Sully Beats defeated Hitchcock Tulare 50-0. Falkton Area defeated Langford Area by the score of 28-0 as well. Cologne defeated Sunshine Bible Academy, that is, on the score of 60-8. Burke South Central defeated Scotland, Scotland by the score of 40-18. Wall defeated Bison 59-6, and also Harding County defeated Kadoka Area by the score of 40-6 in that one. Switching on over to 11-man football in the 11B playoffs. playoffs to start things off. It was Groton Area defeated Bennett County 56-6. Aberdeen Roncalli defeated Mobridge Pollock by the score of 27-9. Sioux Valley defeated Elk Point Jefferson 51-0. And Sioux Falls Christian needed overtime to defeat Canton 28-22. With, looks like, Woonsocket, Wessington Springs, Sanborn Central defeating Mount Vernon Plankinton by the score of 13-10. And it looks like Bridgewater Emory Ethan defeated McCook Central Montrose 42-0. And Winner defeated Stanley County 54-0. And Red Cloud defeated Lead Deadwood by the score of 40-7. Taking a look at last week's scores from the high school football playoffs, you can stay up to date with latest scores and schedules from the high school football playoffs on the Great Western Bank Fall State Sports page at AmazingMadison.com. We'll talk about the matchups coming up for tomorrow night, coming up in just a little while. But right now, we want to introduce our first guest of the evening, and that is an assistant football coach for the Madison Bulldog football team, Joe Bundy. And Coach, thanks for coming on the show tonight.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Absolutely, Coach. You know, we cover your team extensively. Matt Gross on the call here, right here on Dakota's Best AM 1390. Your team, another undefeated season to start off, and also getting ready for the first playoff game coming up here in tomorrow night as well over at Trojan Field. We'll talk about that matchup against T Area here in just a little while. But getting a little bit of background as well, getting report that offensive coordinator for the Bulldog football team. And again, that continued offensive firepower. It seems that each year, Madison, when you lose a couple of playmakers on that offensive unit, just continue to rebuild and rebuild with even stronger players with each year that just seems to go by.
Yeah, and, you know, it's a testament to the kids. I think they're inspired by some of the kids that have had a lot of success, like the Mason Laytons. And, you know, they just come in and football's important to them, and they work at it hard in the off season, and they're able to step up when it's their turn and make big plays for us.
Yeah, and especially when you get a great pedigree of receivers, running backs, quarterbacks as well that come out of Madison as well that go on to do great things at the next level as well. Speaks to Dakota State University. They're bringing in tons of Madison kids and also local talent as well. But you know, you even got this year as well. You got Josh Giles in his second year at the quarterback spot, you know, really getting to spread his wings a little bit more as getting that second year bump, as it has seemed to be over the last few years with some of the quarterbacks for Madison as well, and also kind of utilizing a little bit more of his running game, his ability to run with the football as well. Is that just something that just kind of came up in the off season, or is that something that's just kind of come up as the season just kind of got started as well?
Well, I think it's more confidence for Josh. You know, he's gotten a little bit bigger from last year. He's not a big kid, but a little bit more confident, I think. He's willing to run the rock. He's scrappy. He wants to prove that he can do it. I know when you're talking All-State selections from last year, that's one of the things that kind of dinged him, was he wasn't a running back or a running quarterback. He's got a ton of yards through the air, but he doesn't run the ball. And so I think Josh, you know, kind of took that personally, and you know, that's something that he's been working on, and he just wants to be explosive, wants to help the team win.
And especially with putting up 38 touchdowns last season, certainly bodes well in his favor to come up here with this season for the Bulldogs team. It hasn't lost all year as well, going to that first playoff game against T Area coming up tomorrow night as well. But also another thing that really speaks to the amount of production that he has put together as well is that strength of that offensive line. Lose a couple of kids from last year graduating and everything. And again, just speaking to the program and also developing some of these younger players that come in and make an immediate impact on that offensive line for the quarterback, Josh Giles.
Yeah, it's one of those things where, you know, you graduate those kids from last year, and it's like, how are we going to replace those guys, you know, with our JV players? And then they come in, they work during the off season, they get stronger, they get faster, they're smart. They're able to pick up the offense, and you know, we might not be the strongest guys on the field, but we work really well together. Everybody knows their assignment, and they're able to, you know, put together some blocks that can bust their running backs free.
And especially speaking of the running backs as well, you get a little bit more production this year. Jaden Yonke in the backfield as well did a little bit more receiving last year for the Bulldogs. But also, was there much of a transition for Jaden to come from strictly kind of a receiving role to kind of taking the reins full time and also seeing more time coming out of the backfield as a running back?
You know, it's kind of funny. Jaden and Jackson, I mean, they can do whatever you want them to do on the
field.
They've been, like, since Pee Wee football, been running the ball and catching the ball. And so I don't think it really was that big of a transition for him. He was able to, you know, step in, and it's just natural for him. He sees the holes. He can make good cuts. And so I think he made that transition really well. We still like to use him on the outside a little bit, you know, spread the defense out a little bit. And Thomas Gores has done a pretty good job of running the ball inside too. But Jaden's our guy. And if, you know, if we need some tough yards, Jaden's going to come in and get them for us.
Yeah, and it's certainly been fun to watch this season. Also listen to at the same time Matt Gross doing all the Madison Bulldog games right here on Dakota's Best AM 1390. You also have those explosive wide receivers as well. You got Jackson, Yonke, and along with Jacob Unterburner as well, getting a great amount of time out there on the field to kind of keep things going, especially when you lose a dazzling player like Mason Layton, graduated this year now, last year, and also now over at Dakota State. You know, just what is about this receiving core that just continues to just make something special, as it seems that each game that goes by for the Bulldogs?
Yeah, and that's kind of what I was talking about before. They see, you know, Mason Layton have so much success in it, and that just drives them. They think, you know, I could be the next guy that does that. We had Preston Nordling before then, and so there's just kind of a pedigree, especially for those smaller guys like Jacob. He just comes in there. He's like, that could be me. I'm that same size. I got the same moves. So it kind of just gives him confidence. And Jackson's just, I mean, he's just like Jaden. He can do whatever he wants. He's 6'2", 205 pounds, and can outrun anybody. And so it's just one of those things where it's nice to have a guy you can just throw it up to.
It certainly helps, too, when basically they're the same person, identical twins and everything. So who knows? It could be either or, and I've always wondered, too. Maybe every now and then, maybe they'll switch jerseys and see which one kind of ends up the other way. Coach, as well, now kind of transitioning here a little bit. You got that playoff football game tomorrow night, 11 a.m. playoff quarterfinal. You're at home against T-Area. Earlier this year, you defeated T-Area by a score of 42-0 at home back a few weeks ago as well. You know, just looking back at that match against T-Area, and then they went on to go lose four straight games after that loss against your team, against the Bulldogs. You know, just looking at that matchup, what were some big things that led to the offense and the Bulldogs as well coming out with that win against T-Area?
You know, I think it's just consistency for us. You know, if we can string together some drives and have some longer series, that really helps us out. And the defense is just lights out. I mean, they don't go for zero in a game very often. And so the defense kind of feeds the offense. We have a couple of guys that play both ways, but not a whole lot. So they just build off each other. When the offense is having success, the defense loves it, and that gets them excited to go back out and get us the ball back. And when the defense is shutting them down, then that gives the offense, you know, a little pep in our step, wanting us to score more points.
And coach, as well, you know, just looking at what did you take away from that one, purely from an offensive standpoint, to try and get some keys out of that game to things that you're going to be looking to exploit against the Titans tomorrow night?
You know, we're looking at how they're aligning to our different formations, and looking at how we can kind of outnumber them in certain plays, and really just looking at, you know, when they're blitzing, how they're blitzing, what their coverage is like, and trying to find ways to match our guys up against the guys on their team that they can beat easy, and just make plays in that way.
And coach, again, we appreciate you coming on the show. And again, that'll be a 7 p.m. kickoff from Trojan Field tomorrow night. Madison Bulldogs opening up the 11A playoffs against T-Area in the quarterfinals. We'll talk about a little more of those matchups coming up in our next segment. And again, coach, thanks for coming on the show. We appreciate it, and best of luck to you tomorrow night.
Yeah, thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. Offensive coordinator for the Madison Bulldog football team, Joe Bundy, joining us here on Coach's Corner. 6:13 currently our time. And again, Madison taking on T-Area tomorrow night right here on Dakota's Best AM 1390. Also available online with the video stream at AmazingMadison.com. That'll be a 7 p.m. kickoff. We'll bring you the pregame show starting about 6:40 right here on AM 1390. We're going to take a quick break. Again, when we come back, we're going to take a look at the second round of action from the from all class of football playoffs, quarterfinal action around the state as well. 6:13 currently our time. This is Coach's Corner, live from the KJAM studios in downtown Madison on Dakota's Best Classic Hits, KJAM.